everybody. Welcome to Girls Night. I am your host, Tom Brady. And in case you didn't know already from the previous episodes, this is episode 3, by the way. In case you didn't know, this is the only podcast whose target audience is dog people. If you're not a dog person, get out of here. We don't want you. And by dog person, I of course mean A person who loves dogs, and B, half man, half dog people. You know, like hellspun creatures that the devil created in hell and then sent up to serve as his minions. This is who that podcast is for. And if you enjoy it otherwise, that's good, but I want you to know that it's not for you. Now, on today's episode, unlike any other episode in Girls Night history, we have a guest, and that guest is the one and only Jonas Schrote.
Oh, hey, Tom.
Hey, Jonas.
How are you?
Pretty good. Well, actually not great. You know what? We're going to get to know Jonas in a moment. I'm going to start off this podcast in a way that we've never started off before, because I had an experience. I'm going to tell a little story here, which we don't do on Girls Night.
I've never heard a story.
That's not what Girls Night is about. Girls Night is a podcast for partying. That's what Girls Night is about, partying, first and foremost. That's the main thing I want people
dog
to get out of.
Dog people second most.
Dog people second most. A, it's
second and aft most.
Yes, and baft most. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Girls Night is about partying. I want girls to be able to listen to it when they're like getting ready, like they go out with their friends, and they can listen to Girls Night while they're partying, you know, and they can dance to it. That's what this is about, you know? That's what this podcast is really about. But on this episode, I'm going to start with a little story just to let you people know what mindset I'm into coming into it, because I'm not in a good place, because last night I had this experience. I went out to a bar, a drinking hole of sorts, with my friends, and I was sitting at a table with one friend and two girls that he brought over that I am not a fan of these women. They're not my people. I don't want them partying to this podcast. But something very odd happened. They all got very drunk. I was moderately drunk. The girl sitting by my friend starts to give him a hand job.
A handy roo.
This is a podcast for kids also. Okay. We don't want to offend children. It's a handy roo, handy Rooney, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Was he wearing underoos as he got his
He hand? Was. That's why we called it that. Oh, God. So she starts doing that, which is completely inappropriate. You can't do that in public. But the worst part about this is during it, she's staring me in the eyes, which is completely unacceptable. She like stole a piece of my soul out of my body.
Was she like trying to make you jealous or something?
I don't know. I think she thought she was being coy. Uh-huh. Like she was getting away with something. And I thought my friend would stop her.
She was
her.
Doing it under the table.
Yes, exactly. She was drinking him under the table. Turn the podcast off. No, I think she thought she was being like sly, but I thought my friend would stop her, and instead he did the old lean back.
Sure.
Which was
classic.
Say, you know, he was getting a hand job.
Right.
A handy Milanakis. Did you already say that?
Nope, not
okay,
tonight.
Good. And she started talking to me as well, and it's just you can't do that to a person. Mentally, I feel like I'm going to need a couple days to recover.
Mm.
That's basically my story, and I'm sticking to it. Really quickly, today's kind of a big day for Girls Night because we have a new sponsor. It's like a big sponsor, too. We previously didn't have as big of sponsors. We just had some guy named John.
Mm-hmm.
That was our only sponsor. He didn't even listen to the show. He just gave me money one day.
He bought you drinks at a bar one time and said, I think you should do this podcast.
Exactly. I didn't even know him.
Uh-huh.
But he's such a big supporter that He just gave me money. But today we actually have a real sponsor. It's a kind of a big deal. Like I said, it's an NBC show. NBC wants to get on board. And so they gave us kind of a lesser known show. It's a show that's going to air starting in the fall. Kind of a new thing that they're trying out for a new demographic. It's called Graveyard Baby. That's what this thing says. I don't
that's
know what that could be. They have a short description. It's about a baby who was abandoned by his parents and society as a whole. This society just gave up on this baby.
Jesus.
and he floated downriver.
Like Moses.
Exactly, except for he landed in a graveyard.
Oh.
He just landed in this graveyard, and now he runs this graveyard. And every episode is him just kind of tending to the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Mowing the grass, etc.
Well, no, not necessarily. Oh. Kind of just watching over it. You know, like if you go to see like your dead uncle, like he's kind of just crawling around, being a baby. And they have a... So I know that sounds like a weird premise. I don't know what they're really thinking with it, but I guess they're going to give it a shot. They want me to sing the theme song to it. They didn't even provide me with a theme song. I really don't think that they're trying very hard on this show yet. But they want me to sing the theme song, and it's just written out. I guess I'll just sing it to the best of my ability if it goes up. Graveyard baby, his best friend's an owl. Graveyard baby, he eats all the leaves. I guess he eats the leaves. That's kind of strange.
Huh.
This one doesn't even fit in the song format that they gave me. It's a graveyard baby wants to take God off of money and insert the N-word.
Oh.
He wants to replace God on your
well, there's on some character
dollar
depth
bills.
To him,
yeah,
right?
So he's got a lot of things going on, I guess. Graveyard baby thinks your grandpa's nostril is his wife. So, well, there's that. So, Jonas, what is going on in your life? Let's get to know our guests a little bit. Where are you at mentally?
I've been thinking about getting a tattoo recently.
Yeah? Did you know that t-shirts are always an option?
Yeah. Well, no. I think I'm going to have a t-shirt if I get this tattoo.
Okay.
You know how you see, like, people out in public?
Like,
yeah. Have you ever been walking down the street?
Oh, streets. I thought you were talking about just like in my mind's eye.
No, like actual physical other bodies.
Okay, all right.
But like you see someone with a tattoo that has like Chinese symbols on it or like a yin yang, you're like, oh, what an
idiot.
What
right.
a fucking idiot.
I hate this man.
Right. Well, the tattoo.
I wish he was dead.
Well, the tattoo.
I'm
going to
murder him. Because I hate Chinese
okay,
people.
Okay, well, easy.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, not Chinese people.
Oh, okay. I thought we were... Never mind. I thought we were connecting on a different level.
No. The racist level? That level? That's the level we're connecting on?
It's not racist if they're not people.
I'm kidding. Jesus.
I don't think any of this.
Well, I'm going to edit that part out.
Okay.
Where you say that you don't think any of that. That's the part I meant.
Oh.
Anyway, so the tattoo I want is... A yin yang.
Oh, so it's exactly
and then
the
it's
thing.
It's got Chinese characters around it. But here's the thing. It's the like logo for like this martial art that I'm into.
Okay.
And it has like a specific meaning to it.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid.
Don't they all though? Don't you think they all do? And you're just walking around judging these people?
I am walking around judging these people.
Yeah.
But I also think that their tattoos don't really have any meaning.
Why? Well, what's different between you and them?
Well, I'm superior to them.
Oh, okay. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your hat right now says otherwise. Oh no, you hit so many things. Jonas just threw his hat at me. It's a fedora, so it hurt extra. It's kind of a thick hat.
It hurt extra on the inside.
Yeah.
I like that hat. All right. Which, the fact that I like that hat does not help me in my case.
No.
I also want
you might
tattoo.
Be worse than these guys.
It's very possible.
What if their tattoo just said, like, I like rape, but it's in Chinese. So
see,
it's
here's
like,
the thing.
Yeah.
That's an issue because some people get tattoos and it doesn't say what they think it says. But this is a well-known emblem in character set.
Okay.
It has
is it the Mortal Kombat sign?
It is the Mortal
only
Kombat
one I know.
Sign. It's a picture of Raiden.
That's not even a
with
thing now that I think
hat,
about it. It's just like Mortal dragons or something.
No, that it's dragons.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by Chinese characters.
Oh,
dragons.
Gotcha. Well, that is what is going on in Jonas's world. He's thinking about getting a tattoo. And if you think he should, call in and press 1. If you don't, call in and press 2. And our number again is 911. We're going to go on to our next segment here, which is Show Me Your Dick. It's where we have the guest kind of show their dick and we take pictures for the website.
Sorry, you didn't tell me about this segment.
Oh, it's a fancy segment. You want to hear the theme song to that one?
Sure.
Show us that dick. It's going to be big. All the songs go the same way on this podcast.
Yeah, just the kind of faux Bruce Springsteen song.
Show me that sweet dick. It's really spicy.
Sure.
That's so If you don't mind pulling out that dick.
Sure.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hey.
Hey, you like that?
Hey, that's a fine
dick.
That's
not a
bad
dick,
what,
right?
I don't know what you were so worried about. That's a fine dick. Oh, the crowd's booing it. That's rude.
Come on.
Jonas,
I worked hard on this.
You did work hard on it. So what do you call that?
But what I have on it?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it gets cold. I just put like a little
it looks like
scarf.
A bonnet or
well, it's
something?
A scarf
well,
and like a little hat.
Oh, a hat and a scarf. Well, yeah. That's fancy. Well, I want to go ahead and thank Jonas for showing us that dick. Yeah, thanks for putting that away there.
Hey,
and we'll have pictures on the website, and you can rate Jonas's dick hot or not. It's our website.
What's the website?
Our website is hotornot.com.
Oh.
It's just that's the website. It's you just go on there and rate it. We didn't buy a website. We just posted his dick on hotornot.com, and that's on there now. So if you guys can go on there and decipher it from the other dicks.
You
I assume
can also,
that that's what that website is.
You can also rate my dick on Grindr if
that's
you just
true.
Get on their message
and
mail,
look up Jonas
Roach.
Now we're going to move on to my favorite segment of the whole show. It's a real good way to get to know the guest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a segment called Is Your Dad Alive? So let's go ahead and play that theme song that we created for this segment. Is your dad alive? Mine is not. He died at 59 from a blood clot. My dad's dead. Listen to me sing. He died very young from a blood thing. Okay, so Jonas, go ahead. Is your dad alive?
Yeah, he is.
Must be nice. That's the end of the segment. Is your dad alive? Mine is not. He died at 59 from a blood clot. My dad's dead. Listen to me sing. He died very young from a blood thing. Now, Jonas was brought on the podcast today mostly for special talent he has, which is that he is magic. He knows magic tricks. So,
are you talking about my lack of a gag reflex? That's not really magic. That's just kind of biology.
Well, I was mostly talking about the card thing. I don't really want to talk about the other thing.
Oh, I totally misunderstood what you asked me.
Yeah,
on
I mostly meant your card. Like magic tricks, like kind of like what people do at birthday parties, not that other thing that you do at birthday parties. So Jonas is gonna go ahead and do some of those tricks for the podcast. So enjoy, everyone.
See this card right here?
I see it.
All right, so we're gonna take this card, right? And all we're gonna do, we're just gonna change that card just like that.
Oh,
hey, how about that?
Wow, that was great.
All right, what I want you to do, I just want to pick any card on here.
Okay, I'm picking the middle one, everyone.
Okay, we're going to put that right on top.
Okay.
All right, so this card, hold on, ready? That card you picked is the Six of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
Right? So we're just going to take that card, we're going to put it back in the middle of the deck.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on. Well, if I can find, there it is, right
some
there.
Bumps here.
And all we got to do is just snap right on top of it. You ready?
Okay.
Just like that.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my
God.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Jonas Schroed, everybody. I'm clapping.
Thank you.
That was great. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't.
Well, I worked really hard on it, so I hope it came across.
Okay. Now, here on Girls' Night, we kind of want to give the audience a treat, and a lot of bigger name shows, slightly bigger shows like Conan or The Letterman Show, they do a thing where they have... Is that not what it's called?
No, this is not what it's called.
Letterman Hour. They have a segment where they kind of have their guests who do stand-up. They have them perform their stand-up.
I love that part.
I love it, too. And we want to give our audience that same treat
mm-hmm.
and give our performers that same opportunity
sure.
to blow up. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Really get big.
Yeah.
Just all over the magazines. Louis C.K. was on a magazine cover recently. Why not my guests?
Who are you going to have do stand-up?
Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, Jonas Schroed.
Oh, shit. Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. We either need to find a new word for kabuki or a new word for bukkake, because I keep getting them mixed up, and I cannot masturbate to Japanese theater. I come too fast. And their faces are already white. So I work at a winery here in Indiana. And did you guys know that the first commercial wineries actually started in Indiana? Did you guys know that? We were like this close to having a culturally relevant society. It almost happened. We could have had towns like Versailles and Milan, and instead we have towns like Versailles and Milan. Those are real places. See, this is weird because normally that's like when.
What are you doing?
No, they're all like.
You're supposed to be doing.
It's a very weird pause because there's no audience.
No, that's okay. They're laughing. Everything's going great.
No, nobody's laughing. Nobody's here.
Listen, listen. They love it. See? They love it. Just keep going. You're making it weird.
You just playing it. Okay.
They normally, like, nope. on Conan, they do like 4 minutes.
That's fine. 4 minutes. Jeez. I've sit through this shit for 4 minutes.
No, you have to stand up through this shit.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. I work with kids. That's another thing I do. It's like a hobby of mine. I mean, kids aren't my hobby. Just like I teach them karate. That's fine. I'll power through. I work with kids. I teach them karate, and that's also why I don't smoke pot, because I work with kids. And I'm terrified that if I'm like high and I'm around kids, I'm going to give a shit what they have to think or say. Tom, this is just not working.
Oh,
nobody.
You don't like kids? Look,
no,
now I'm heckling. I'm making it interesting.
That's just you, though.
Hey,
that's
just, you suck, comedy man. This sucks.
Okay,
nobody's
first
laughing.
First of all, that would never happen on a late night
show.
Hey, boo,
you suck.
Second of all, I don't understand what you expect, how you want this to go.
I thought you would go up and just kill it, man. That's
who am I supposed to kill it with?
I don't know. Just like,
there's no one here, Tom.
Look, man, I give you an opportunity, and this is how you treat it.
An opportunity.
Look, audience, I apologize. I thought I had a comic coming on the show. I guess it's just a pussy factory that I'm running.
You know, any good comic wouldn't do this.
Well, that's why I do.
You mother.
I'm just kidding.
Fucker.
Why did I say it was just kitties? Meow. No, look. Hey, you know what it is? I can't even stick to the bit because I felt bad as soon as I said that. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonas Schroed.
Thank you.
That was
kind of
him sort of committing, and we enjoyed that here at Girls Night. That's what we're all about. I hope you could dance to that. Our next segment is going to be a recurring segment on Girls Night, which is where I post kind of weird stuff on Craigslist just to kind of see what kind of responses I'll get. The first one was great. That was on episode one. The second one was pretty great too. This is the third one because this is
episode three. The
second
one was my favorite.
That
was
everybody's favorite. We got a lot of great feedback about that one. But the third one is my personal favorite so far. Each week I'm going to say that. This one is kind of strange in that what I did was I posted a woman for man casual encounter. I posted as a woman, as the woman that I feel I am.
Sure. You're a very pretty woman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I posted in the casual encounters, which is ladies trying to get effed, you know, in the woman for man. I posted the dumbest thing that I could think of to write just to kind of see if guys would still respond despite how obviously crazy this post was. And maybe I was wrong. Maybe it wasn't that crazy. You guys be the judge. Here's what I wrote. The subject, the header, whatever. It was party with my boobs? ? And then it read as follows. Just looking for a handsome dude who will party with my blobs all night long. Yeah, it said blobs on there. I accidentally spelled it wrong. I spelled boobs wrong, and I left it because I thought that's what this lady would do because she don't give no shits. Then it says, because I mentioned that I'm looking for a handsome dude, it says, preferably white, but I'm willing to get weird, which is very racist. I'm not saying this part in the email or in the Craigslist posting, but that's racist, obviously. It's supposed to be.
She doesn't admit to being racist within the email.
She doesn't say, hey, I'm also racist. But that's an implication that is racist. It says preferably white, but I'm willing to get weird. So if you're a different race, that's weird. And I'm kind of into it, apparently. This is, to me, the weirdest part. After that, I wrote, just looking for somebody to help me wake up my kids,
sure.
If you know what I mean.
Sure.
... I'm talking about sex stuff. That was the whole thing. I assumed that it would get taken down immediately, flagged and removed. This isn't my first rodeo. I've done this before, and it's gotten removed.
You tried to wake up kids in the past.
Oh, you know what I'm all about. Waking up kids with sure. my fucking... that's what this implies. That's what I thought of it as. But nobody really said anything like, hey, why are you abusing your kids by making them listen to you have sex? No, most people didn't say anything bad. I did get 200 emails. Actually, more than 200. It's just easier to round down.
Were most of those calling you out on being racist and inappropriate?
Only, and it took until the 200th email for me to get anybody who mentioned race at all. Or who mentioned that's racist at all. And what it was is they said, hey, I think you're a racist. And then it was a picture of their dick. So you can't fight racism with your dick. He would also have sex with this lady. The creepiest ones I got, I had multiple like this, but there's one in particular that was just too cavalier about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. It just said, I'll wake up your kids, winky face. Hi, my name's John. He'll wake up my kids, winky face. Very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I also got, here's another one of my favorites, and it creeped me out on a deeper level. Like, I gotta say, this one didn't even creep me out as a man, like, it creeped me out as this woman who's just looking for somebody to party with her boobs. She doesn't need this guff. This is the email I got from somebody. It says, I'm 20. And brown. He's a different race, and he doesn't care that I said that.
Mm-mm.
He says, I'm 20 and brown.
He's letting you know, though, which is very thoughtful.
That is thoughtful. At least I can consider it. Last two girls I fucked quit halfway because they thought I was too big and went on for too long. Usually I don't think women say that, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've not lived that experience. Maybe that's a problem that's happening in the world, but I don't think that women are like happy about that. He says, been boring since spring break. Lil 5 in 2 weeks. Hell yeah. This is the part that upset me. He said, I need to get a lot of frustration out and fuck a girl's brains out. You sound right for that. Whoa. Whoa, where did I ever sound right for that? All I'm looking for is
very aggressive.
Yeah, it's very aggressive. All I'm looking for is somebody to party with these blobs.
Right.
And he's trying to fuck my brains out? I didn't sign up for that. Then he says that he's willing to get a hotel so that we don't wake his roommates up. Here's my concern with that. How are we going to wake up my kids if we're sitting in some hotel room? That is the Craigslist segment for this week. And with that, we are going to wrap this bad boy up. Again, I just want to thank the lovely Jonah Schrote.
Oh, thank you. You're lovely, too.
Thank you.
This is so much fun.
This is nice. And we appreciate you listening to Girls Night. And if you want to email us with any questions, concerns, questions.
Or concerns.
Or concerns again. Really hammering that concerns. You can either call 911 and ask for us, or you can email girlsnightbrady@gmail.com. That's girls night, exactly how you'd think it'd be spelled. No apostrophe. GIRLSNIGHT Brady, BRADY is how that's spelled, @gmail.com. And with that, we're going to end the podcast with a dramatic reading of an actual one-star review on Amazon.com of The Diary of Anne Frank. This does exist. There's several of them. And I'm going to read that dramatically, and I am not going to say goodbye afterwards. I might. So here we go. This is written by a customer. 1 star. I threw it in the trash can. I was forced to read this book twice. And the second time was even worse than the first. I understand that the Holocaust was a terrible event in history, but why does the school system make us read this terribly boring book? It is the worst book I have ever read. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but Anne Frank is more boring than the Home and Garden Channel. She writes well enough. But why in the world should students have to read about her life as a young girl who does only one thing, complain. She goes on and on about nothing. It is like reading a broken record. I can't believe that anyone could enjoy this book. I would rather watch professional bowling than read this book again. The day our English class had its final on the book, I threw it in the trash can. I have sworn never to read this book again. I can only recommend this book to people who enjoy reading the same thing over and over again and are really bored. I wish I had the option of giving this book 0 stars because I would have done it in a heartbeat. Thank you, everyone. Have a good girls' night.